On the Claire's He Met and Kimber catch-up, John Barron from Planet America tries to make sense of all this Trump stuff.
Claire's He Met and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
It's finally happened. I thought I might be alone forever. I never thought I would meet the one, but I have. Oh. It's happened.
Oh.
And I've got a puppy.
Hey.
Oh. Yay. I'm so excited. I mean, for those who have been listening for a little while, I had my last dog, Nero, my little Jack Russell. He was my buddy for over 16 years.
Yep.
And, you know, unfortunately, they don't live forever.
No,
and
they don't.
Having grieved him in 2015, I have finally got a new puppy.
So 2016 was a transition year for you.
Oh, it took a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, it took a long time to get over a friendship like that.
Yeah,
it certainly did.
But I've got a new little guy.
Right.
His picture's on Facebook, on Mix 94.5 Facebook, if you want to have a look. If you're a dog person and you're interested.
He's very cute.
Can I just say, photos of your dog do not do your dog justice.
Oh, that's a big deal coming from you,
because you know
Claire's.
Me. Like, I love dogs, but I don't want to have a dog of my own.
Yeah.
But I play with your dog constantly.
Yeah.
Right? So he is a cutie.
He's had a little sneaky visit into the studio once or twice over the last week. I was just sort of, you know, getting him into the life and settling him in before I announced him.
Yes.
So you guys have had cuddles, but that is a big deal because Claire's not, like, you know, he loves dogs, but he's not a huge... You know, he doesn't
not a dog owner. Never had a dog. Yeah,
yeah.
But he has given you. He's given him a lot of cuddles.
I love the way he goes to everyone, and he's got that. You know, because he's a small dog, but he's puffing and panting. And when he goes to sleep after an hour of attention, it's boom. He's like completely out.
He's completely out. Yep. His name is McGruff.
Hey.
Yep.
My little dude McGruff.
Yep.
And he's a Papillon Pomeranian, and he's cute as a button.
He's cute as a button.
He really is.
Yes.
I'm really excited. I know. So basically, I'm not going to get anything done now because I'm just going to sit around. People said to me the other day, oh, did you watch that thing on the TV? And I said, well, no, I was just watching my puppy.
Oh, and he's full of life and he's full of love. And I don't love the name, let's be honest, but it's your call.
I know.
And you're happy and you're panting with excitement, you know.
I love that. Matt went, oh, McGruff. Yeah, I don't know about that. But lots of people love the name because it's a bit unique.
Hey, it ain't any of my business. What you do with your Pomeranian in the in the privacy of your own home is completely up to you.
I thought you were moving in that McLovin direction. I would have loved that.
No. But he's going to spend a lot of time here at work because if Captain Paul can bring Bella in and she's our office dog, I think office puppy completely necessary. So McGruff's going to basically be here every day.
There's nothing we need more in here than more people, things urinating on the carpet.
Yes.
You know, that's just fantastic. And, you know, obviously I wasn't here when you lost Nero, but I can tell, I'm a dog person myself, how much that affected you.
Yeah.
And now that McGruff comes into our world, it makes you realise that we are part of a circle of life.
Oh, dear.
Welcome, McGruff. Welcome.
Thank you, Maddie.
Any chance of changing the name?
No.
Claire's E, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Been some chaos at US airports over the past 48 hours, with, in particular, the new Trump administration's crackdown on those entering the US and from seven terror-prone nations, as they're saying. And there's been confusion even with officials at airports at this point in time. We thought we'd talk more about this with John Barron from Planet America, ABC TV and News 24 on Friday nights. John, good morning, mate.
Morning, guys.
Now, John, can this be enforced, what Trump is up to now? I mean, it's breaking some refugee laws internationally, but in terms of the Constitution and what America can do and get away with, can this actually be our world now?
Well, it certainly can be if the President of the United States issues an executive order that essentially tells border control officials, the men and women in the blue uniforms with the peaked caps at the airports, don't let people in from these seven mostly Muslim countries that have been linked to terrorism, then they won't let them in, which is why we've seen many hundreds of detentions at airports. But of course, anything the President does is subject to the scrutiny of the judicial system, and so we're already seeing federal court cases, a judge in Boston saying that this is potentially illegal, so the ban has been lifted from some airports. So this is where the process will be fascinating to see. The President has some power, but so do the courts, so we're just going to see this ongoing battle to say, is this legal or not?
And John, Trump is doing something which very few politicians have ever done, which is following through on his promises.
it's extraordinary to see it, isn't it? It shouldn't be a surprise to us that Donald Trump is doing these things. He got elected after saying for 18 months he's going to do exactly this kind of thing. He's always said we're going to ban people coming to this country until we, quote, work out what on earth is going on. So that's why he's bought himself these 90 days to say, okay, stop them coming in. And these are the seven countries that were already identified by the Obama administration as being at most risk of terrorist offences in their own countries, though. Yes. And of course, since 9/11, nobody from any of these countries have been involved with terrorism. 19 of the 20 9/11 hijackers, of course, were from Saudi Arabia. They're not covered by this, of course, because they got, well, too much money and influence in the United States.
Yeah.
So they're exempt from all this. No country that Donald Trump does personal business with is also included in this list. I'm sure that's a coincidence too. So there is now this whole question as to how long is this going to stay in place? How much legal trouble is Trump going to get into? But this is red meat to the people that voted for him. This is exactly what they wanted to see, so they're going to love it.
Yeah, that's what he said, John. We're talking about entry into the US, but the other thing will have far wider ramifications with resettlement. Australia, Canada, and mostly the USA sort of lead the world in this respect. This is the start of we've opened a very big can of worms here.
Certainly is. For the many tens of thousands of Syrian refugees who are expected to be resettled in the United States, that door, it seems, is being slammed on them. There's also doubt, of course, over the resettlement of asylum seekers who are processed on Manus and Nauru, who were to be going to the United States as a part of a deal done with the Obama administration. Apparently, President Trump has reassured Prime Minister Turnbull that that is still on, although there are question marks over that as well with this visa freeze. So there, it has ramifications, really, for the international community. And, of course, for the United States as well, there's the issue as well of starting to round up 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States, no longer catching and releasing them, overturning the policy of sanctuary cities, whereby big cities like New York and Boston say, look, we're not going to allow federal officials to arrest you for being an illegal immigrant who's working in the United States, sending money home to Mexico or Guatemala or wherever it might be. The US economy, of course, depends on this huge labour force of low-paid migrant workers, and they've been turning a blind eye to this for 40 years or more. So if President Trump is really going to start these sort of mass deportations as well as building the border wall, well, he said he'd do all of these things and he started to do them. So who are we not to believe him now?
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I saw Tom Hanks in the terminal, I was thinking, oh, this is an incredible idea for a story, a man trapped in an airport because he can't be deported but he can't go home. Like, are there still people trapped at the airports now that sort of have nowhere to go?
There certainly are, and we had some early cases where you had Iraqi Americans, people who bravely served as translators for American forces in Iraq at great personal risk of retribution to them and their families, who were being caught up in this dragnet. So there are all sorts of people, which of course is why we're seeing huge protests at airports, Dallas, Boston, New York, Washington, D.C. People say, let them out, let them out. Mm. These protests are going to continue. They started last week on a range of issues, the big massive women's marches that had around 4-5 million people the day after the inauguration. Later this week, Donald Trump's going to announce his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy that's been left open for a year since Antonin Scalia's death. That is certain to probably, he's going to be a highly conservative appointment, anti-abortion. So this is going to lead to even more protests. These protests are going to become a daily fixture. The big question is it going to make any difference at all?
Thanks, John. We appreciate it, mate. We appreciate your time and your expertise this morning. It is a sign of the times that we have a president who's making so many statements on Twitter as well, mate. But it is 2017, and thanks for catching up with us this morning.
Always a pleasure. See you guys.
John Barron, Planet America, 9 p.m. ABC TV.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
The start of the school year this week, many heading back, a lot of teachers heading back for preparation over the next couple of days. Most kids going back on Wednesday, and there'll be some equal measure of sad and happy parents around the place.
Yeah, but if you want to learn, you've got to ask questions.
You do.
Like this morning when I said to Matt, when it comes to tennis, do I say they've played a game or a match? Wasn't entirely sure. He didn't clarify. Didn't learn anything.
I opened my heart to you. I didn't judge you.
No, but it meant
not
I didn't
in
learn.
In front of you anyway.
Kimber's game, set and match.
Okay. We want to know, what is the strangest question that your kid has ever asked? Sarah's in Bentley. Sarah, what question did you get?
Morning, guys. Not so very long ago, my 14-year-old, who has always been very inquisitive, asked me, how did they first discover that you make glass from sand?
Good question.
Great.
Not bad.
Question.
Yeah, I like that.
Did you have an answer prepared, Sarah?
Well, fortunately, there's a movie, and I, for the life of me, I can't remember the name, where there was a lightning strike on a beach, and the characters went to where it was, and they found a piece of glass.
Right.
So I used that, and I said to him, my assumption is that that has happened, and so they discovered it. So thank God for movies.
You learn something every day, and at least you didn't give that old, you know, that easy parent out of Google it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
though.
I like
Thanks,
that
Sarah.
Question, yes. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Marie and Jandakot, what was the strangest question you got, Marie?
Oh, good morning. It was our daughter's, our friend's daughter, and she asked, how do they make squid wings round?
Number 54.
Yeah. So clever at Kayla's, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Marie, it wasn't so long ago I was asking people, how do they make chicken parmigiana?
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
okay. I'm like, I don't know any chickens with a breast that size. But I didn't actually really want the answer.
No, of course not.
And you took a deep breath and you said...
We just laughed, I think. I don't think we actually answered. So she probably didn't learn anything either.
Thanks, Marie.
Fantastic.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au. Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, look, I was chatting up this girl at a bar last night, and when I asked her how many guys she'd been with, anyway, she said she'd lost count. Well, you know, that was the end of it for me there, right there. There's no way I'm dating a girl who can't do simple maths.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.